see your smoky eye right across the park. I've seen that look before, shining from star to star. Though I can't take that chance, if you got time. Restless line of cars goes stretching down the road, but I won't telephone, 'cause you might say hello. What is it makes me feel this way? What is it makes me wanna say?
Girls to gamble with. God, give me strength, 'cause I'm weak in a way, and if I'm strong, I might still break, and I don't have anything to share. But I won't throw away into the air. That song is sung, this bell is rung. She was the light that I'd blessed. She took my last chance of happiness. So God, give me strength. God, give me strength. I can hold on to God, give me strength when the phone doesn't ring and I'm lost in imagining everything that kind of love is worth as I tumble back down to the earth. That song is sung out, this bell is rung out. She was the light that I'd bless. She took my last chance of happiness. So God, give me strength. God, she grabbed me her indulgence and declined, I might as well wipe her from my memory. Washed out like a lip print on his shirt. See, I'm only human. I want him to the power to pretend that there could ever be a happy ending. That song is sung out, this bell is rung out. She was the light that I took my last chance of happiness. So God, give me strength. God, give me strength. Thank you.
wiped from my memory. I might as well
everybody. This is WIIT Radio 88.9 FM, and DJ John is here a little bit early today, getting started with some pre-show before we start today's Short Man's Room.
How did they teach you to be just a happy puppet? Dancing on a string. How did you learn everything that comes along with slavish funnery? Tell me something.
You shave your heads and leave your radios on. You pull your mirrors from the walls. You're spellbound as cynics speak of right and wrong. And how a fool should die when duty calls.
You pay too much attention to the moral squall that came to power at your expense. You treat that system like some kind of god. Well, it would never run to your defense.
Looking for the only innocent. Oh. is it still the same? Will it make it easier on you now that you got someone to blame? You said one love, one light, one voice in the night, one we get to share it. It leaves you, baby, if you don't care for it. Did I disappoint you? Leave a bad taste in your mouth. Act like you never had love, and you want me to go without. Well, it's too late tonight to drag the past out into the light. We're one, but we're not the same. Carry each other, carry each other, one. Did you come here for forgiveness? Did you come to raise the dead? Come here to play Jesus to all the lepers in your head. Did I ask too much? More than a lot. You gave me nothing, and that's all I got. We're one, we're not the same. We hurt each other, and then we do it again. And you say, love is the temple, love the higher law. Love is the temple, love the higher law. You ask me to enter, then you make me crawl. But I can't be holding on to what you. You got his hurt. When all you got is hurt. And you say, love is the temple.
Thank you.
No, I mean, thank you. Hey, it's DJ John, and we are getting started with the Short Man's Room here live on a sunny but cold Friday afternoon here on the main campus of IIT, broadcasting live from, I think I said live already, that's a little redundant, isn't it? But here we are at the A Sydney Katz Studio, the newly monikered A Sydney Katz Studio. Maybe it's not so new anymore, but my time here has been infrequent of late, and I don't see that changing in the future. But I am here today, and I'll be here 2 weeks from today for part two of what will be a two-part wild extravadulgence. How about that? Extravagant indulgence? Well, they all are, I guess. But specifically celebrating, I guess, several decades. Maybe I don't want to say how many. I guess if you got the email, you already know that I've been on this planet, still here. 3 weeks on a motorcycle and still unbruised, at least from that activity. And maybe that particular risk will be taken out of my life for a few months. Doesn't seem like we'll be back on my lucky anytime soon. But we'll see. Sure, the door's opening, the door's closing, and DJ Weston is in and out today. I don't see him too much, but I think he's the director of music here. He has a title. He's a very important guy here. So I'm on my best behavior. It's kind of like I'm being accredited and evaluated. I'm a little nervous. So I'm going to, for that reason alone, try to do my best for you today. All right, we're listening to a little All India Radio to actually start today's extravadulgence. And then we're going to start playing some music, some old songs for the most part, things that have, as I said in my email, troubled and comforted me over the years. And who else to get things started than the incorrigible Nick Drake? Here we go.
I was born to love no one, no one to love me. Only the wind in the long green grass, the frost in a broken tree. I was made to love magic, all its wonder to know. But you all lost that magic many, many, many years ago. I was born to use my eyes, dream with the sun and the skies, to float away in a lifelong song, in the mist where melody flies. I was made to love magic, all its wonder to know. But you all lost that magic many, many years ago. To a land of forever, not to be tied to an old stone grave in your land of never. I was made to love magic, to know. But you all lost that magic many, many years ago.
I'm Emmitt Smith. Sports has given me a lot to smile about over the years. But as an athlete and the father of young athletes, I know how important it is to protect yourself from injury. That's why I've teamed up with the American Association of Orthodontists to encourage athletes to play it safe. I've seen firsthand how quickly an accident can happen when out on the field, the court, or even the dance floor. Wearing protective gear like mouth guards, face masks, and helmets can reduce the risk of injury and keep you in the game. Visit braces.org.
Hey, I'm playing that particular public service for Doctors Skopeck. Whoa, I got shocked by the microphone here. Okay, let me try not to do that again. That hurt. And maybe orthodontists everywhere. Okay, just to finish my train of thought there. Welcome. This is the Short Man's Room here live on a Friday afternoon in December, my birthday month. As if you didn't already know that from so many, you know, different sources. And I'm celebrating. Sure, why not? I celebrate every day that I'm on this planet now that I am beyond 40. And I'm keeping that decade-long party going for maybe at least one more decade, I hope to. We heard from Chris Whitley with a song that I was into so many years ago, and I don't play Chris Whitley too much anymore. He's dead, actually. But he put out some wonderful music over a period of 3 or 4 years. That's from his second release, Din of Ecstasy. It came out in 1995. Where were you in 1995? I know where I was. I think I was in Minnesota, wasn't I? Yeah, just starting off my five-year tour of duty there in Minneapolis, St. Paul. And that's Narcotic Prayer, a song that I remember telling all kinds of people about, look at this guy, he's amazing, Chris Whitley, and yet he burned out so quickly. Unlike me, I'm hanging on. Before that, the Warlocks, one of the great live bands of all time. I've seen them so many times. That's from Surgery, in my opinion. I'll never say in my humble opinion. I can't stand when people do that. You know, you usually see that in an email or a text, IMHO, and it always is never. It's never humble. Why do they even say that? Okay, I'm getting a lot off my chest today. Anyway, in my opinion, humble or not, Gypsy Nightmare, one of their all-time great, great songs, beautiful ballad, a song I feel I own. And I don't know why, maybe just because I played it so many times here on the Short Man's Room, and I hope to continue doing so. Before that, Alice Cooper, where is he right now? I think he's probably touring, waiting for the various state fairs to get underway again so he can bring his show on the road again this summer. Anyway, hello, hooray from the heyday of Alice Cooper. Many say Billion Dollar Babies, 1973, marked the end of the great Alice Cooper as a band, not as a, celebrity golfer and everything else that he got into after that. But Billion Dollar Babies, maybe the last great Alice Cooper album, maybe the first bad Alice Cooper album, depending on who you talk to. I enjoyed it. Of course, I was in junior high then, so what did I know? Before that, Nick Drake, didn't know him the first time around, 1973-74, but certainly caught him on the first wave long after he died. That's I Was Made to Love Magic off of the fourth, the posthumous release, Time of No Reply, with strings. How beautiful, a Joe Boyd production, to be sure. Before that, starting the show off, little instrumental that I talked over called Voodoo. Instrumental from All India Radio, organization. I don't know if it's a guy or several or whatever, but I go to them all the time because I like so much of their music. And my friend Bob out in Colorado turned me on to them, and I'm forever grateful, not just for that, but for many, many other bands, but particularly the wonderful All India Radio, band that has stayed with me over the years. Before that, our pre-show, we heard from Warren Haynes live at Bonnaroo, 2004, I believe, doing the U2 Chestnut 1. Before that, Peter Himmelman, a guy who spends a lot of time, or at least used to, in Chicago. He's actually from St. Louis Park there in Minnesota. And from one of his, for sure, two best records of all time. That's not my opinion. That's pretty much a judicial notice of that. That's from Strength to Strength, great record. Only Innocent is the track. Before that, 10,000 Maniacs from the late 80s, Blind Man's Zoo, a song called You Happy Puppet. Yeah, you. Before that, where am I? I've lost my place. I played so much music. God Give Me Strength, sure. Elvis Costello with Burt Bacharach, both playing and writing together on Painted from Memory. Fantastic record. Beautiful collection of songs, start to finish. Before that, Uncle Tupelo. Remember those guys, kids? Boy, I can't get the words out. Yeah, that was before Wilco, and it was before Jay Farrar's various bands, Sunvolt and whatever else he did. Great band from Illinois, Belleville, actually, right outside Rockford. That's Give Me Back the Keys to My Heart from Anodyne. Before that, Jason Collett from Idols of Exile singing the theme song, I guess. We all lose one another along the way. Neil Young opening everything up at about 12:30 today with Wrecking Ball, a lovely metaphor for the end of things. Whether it be free legal advice or something else. That's from Freedom, something else being my 40s. All right, let's do some more music. I'm really having trouble forming the words today. And I think it's because it's so dry. The heat is on. It's cold outside. All right. Let's do a jam. Yeah, from Elton John. Really? Mm-hmm. 1970. This is Tumbleweed Connection. It's an alternate take. And listen to the way he stretches this out. I bet you never heard this before.
See it very well. Joe.